Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I have Point Borough Junior, Jen Farah. Jen, thank you for joining me.
Hi, you're welcome, of course.
First, I like to ask this question first. Last year, you know, when COVID hit, you know, it's a year now. How did you find that adjustment going from, you know, in the classroom to fully virtual learning?
It was definitely hard. It was much different. You definitely had to get used to, like, how to organize your work, your time, because you're on a computer, so you could be distracted by your phone, like a bunch of other things going on at home. So I think it was really just what I had to get used to is not being distracted by what's going on in my house or like other things, you know, and just like really focusing. So
how did Point Borough do it? Did you have to be like on Zoom meeting or Google Class at certain times? Yeah. Or okay, because I know that's one thing, you know, I say this almost every interview, but every school is different, and that just fascinated me. Like, they didn't come down with some unified thing from the state, like, you know, you got to do this. So yeah. I like to ask that question. Now, you're a multi-sport. Did I print the wrong? No, I printed the right thing. For some reason, I have field hockey written instead of soccer. You're multi-sport, play soccer for Point Borough, you play basketball, play AAU basketball. How old were you now? You know, I talked to your mother a little bit, you know, I'm Twitter messenger, and, you know, you seem to be a jack of all trades when you were younger, just played like anything you know, you could. So how old were you when, you know, we'll talk soccer and basketball first. How old were you when you started those two sports?
I actually started, like, I always tell this to my parents, I wish I started younger. Because, like, now looking at, like, young girls, like, they're starting, like, when they're, like, born, you know? Yeah. But I started pretty late, in my opinion. I started, like, fifth grade, so, like, right before middle school. Like, right before going into middle school, fourth, fifth grade. Is when I started, like, the sports I'm, like, serious at now, you know?
Okay. What other sports did you do, you know, besides?
Well, I played football. That was, like, my main thing for a while was football. And then after I stopped football, I got into the soccer and basketball. But yeah, football was my main thing.
What position did you play in football?
I was quarterback.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. You could have been leading Point Borough.
Yeah, right?
Do they have a good football team? I don't pay attention to football anymore.
They're not like terrible. I mean, they used to be much better. But, like, everything with COVID, the past few years, I'm not sure if they were over 500 or anything. Mm.
Public schools, it goes in waves. Like, yeah, you know, you're like, dominant for, like, a few years, and then low, and then you dominate again.
For Borough. But I feel like next year they're going to be a lot better.
Okay, so football was your main sport.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Oh, did he do any sports when he was older?
Yeah, he was at Monmouth for football.
Oh, okay. Are you two very competitive with each other?
Yeah. He's the one who really, like, got me the way I am in sports now. Okay. He's, like, definitely one of the main reasons I'm so aggressive and everything. So.
I love the, you know, that's one thing, you know. We talked, you know, before we started, you playing defense for Point Borough. You're so aggressive, and I love that. And you're not afraid to use your body, you know, which, you know, when you're playing defense, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
What has your family meant, you know, in your development? You know, basketball, it seems to be your, you know, primary sport right now. How has your family helped you in your development?
I mean, the best thing about my mom and dad is, whenever I want to do training things, they'll make it somehow, like, happen, you know? They'll do whatever they can to make it happen. Even if, like, money's an issue, they'll try their best to, like, come up with it just so I can, like, do a training thing. And they're always trying to, like, get me on, like, the best teams, doing the best programs, you know? So.
Yeah, and these days, it's not like when I was a kid, you pretty much just trained with whoever the local guy is. These days, kids, you're going all over Monmouth and Ocean County to, you know, even further to train. Who, when you were younger, who was like a role model you looked up to? It could be family, it could be celebrity, you know.
Definitely my brother. I would think, because like I always saw him doing so good and getting so much like recognition for his sport, where like I wanted to like fill shoes. So
we'll talk soccer first. So you said you started soccer like fifth grade?
Yeah, around there.
Do you remember who your first coach was?
For like a travel team or
yeah.
We called him Rolo. I that's like his last name, but he's actually in Portugal right now coaching. I don't know what team, but he was legit. He was very good. And we were a good team too, so.
How did he help your game?
He was the one that really like got me into soccer, like really like he was kind of the foundation of me learning the actual game. I was not familiar with it at all. I was only familiar with playing with my friends down the street, you know? And he really like taught me the techniques and like what positions and what you got to do, you know? So he's the one who made me my position first. So,
what you played forward first, right?
Yeah, I played forward and then I switched to midfield and then I was kind of like an all over player, you know? So,
What was that, like a Point Barrow travel team?
Yeah.
Point Pleasant travel team. Okay. Did you play for any other teams?
No. Okay. No, that was like the only thing. And then that got shut down and I never played on another travel soccer team.
Okay. So basketball, you're currently on Team Exodus. Yeah. Who's your coach?
Coach Britt. Her name's Brittany Webb. Mm-hmm.
How has she helped your game so far? I know you only been with Exodus for a little while now, but how has she helped your game?
She just became my coach, like, this tournament. So,
okay.
But you can just tell right off the bat that, like, she wants the best for everyone. And she's very down to earth. Like, she'll tell you if you need to work on something. Like, I don't know. She's very down to earth. And she is so obvious when it comes to, like, she wants everyone to do the best, get everyone a scholarship. You know, she puts us first 100%.
That's great. Now, last year you played, you know, whatever AAU season it was last year you played for the Stars, right, with Conroy. How did he help your game? Because I've actually interviewed a couple of his.
Yeah. He was actually, I was on his team last year, and he was my first AAU team coach. So he really helped my game. He introduced me to like the AAU world, you know, and like how competitive it is and
how crazy it is.
Yeah, it's so different. It's so different, like compared to what I did before AAU, which is it was middle school when I first started AAU. So I was just used to middle school games, you know, and rec leagues. And then when I went to the AAU world, he was very good. He helped me through everything, you know, because he could tell I was uncomfortable. I didn't really know much, and he was very good.
And, I hear great things, you know, about him. Now switching over to high school, what goals did you set for yourself? You know, you're an incoming freshman that you wanted to achieve in 4 years at Point Barrow.
Well, I've always wanted to get like MVP, like my freshman year and everything, but really just to make like my team. Make my team, I don't know, the best, like, we can all be, you know. And just, I always wanted a ring. We were so close. That, like, all my years of high school, we made it to semis, basically. We were always so close. And that's my main goal still, even for next year, is to get a ring. But.
We'll talk your freshman year briefly. We'll go soccer first, since that's fall. Any upperclassmen that, you know, coming in as a freshman – could be a little scary sometimes. You know, yeah, any upperclassmen on the soccer team that helped you or, you know, pointed you in the right direction if you had questions?
Well, being like the only freshman on varsity was like so scary. And honestly, all the seniors were really good with me. Like they kind of got me in the loop right away. And they were all very good leaders. And I was so close. I actually formed really good friendships with all of them. So.
How about for basketball?
Same thing. I mean, like a few of the soccer girls were playing basketball too my freshman year. So, same thing.
Okay.
I knew them from soccer, so they just gave me the same I don't know, leadership, you know, all that.
Now, were you on the varsity for basketball your freshman year?
Well, I was. Okay. But I also, in the beginning of the season, I played a little JV. Then I got moved up to varsity.
Okay. Yeah. Moving, you know, your sophomore year, what accomplishments did you have for soccer?
My sophomore, when was that? I can't even.
2 years
ago. I can't even think. What was it? Oh, I barely even played my sophomore year because I broke my toe. Ooh. Right, I broke my toe the scrimmage right before the first scrimmage. Yeah, so I came back for states. And he, surprisingly, for the first game round of states, he actually started me up top. And I was like, my first game back, I was like, what? Like, but he just wanted me to go. He knows I go crazy. So he just wanted to like get that energy, I guess. So.
That'd be painful. Broken toe, I think, is painful.
Oh my gosh. I had like two broken toes, too. Not even one.
Is there any something like that? I guess it's just you tape it up and you gotta wait for it to heal, right? There's no like physical therapy or anything you could do.
Yeah. Mine was really bad too, where like I had to get like the permission to play. Like some people just tape it up where like then you play, but we had to wait for the clear. So
now that year the team had a decent run in states, right? Didn't you make the semis?
Yeah, we made the semis again. Yeah. We only make the semis.
Yeah, that's who did you play? I had it up. I forgot who it was. Do you remember who you played that year?
My sophomore year. Oh, Wall.
Wow. There. Yeah, it's always a tough.
Always good.
Yeah.
We beat them my freshman year, and that was crazy. We were predicted to get destroyed by them, but we ended up beating them 4-0, which was amazing.
Yeah, they start the kids young over there on Wall for soccer. Yeah. How about basketball? What accomplishments? You know, I got to see you play a couple times your sophomore year.
Sophomore year, I don't know if I got any awards or anything, but I know freshman year I got rookie of the year, but for sophomore year I didn't really get that. I mean, I did pretty good sophomore year, though. I had to sit out a few games because my thumb, though, which was obviously annoying. I was on, like, a run for double-doubles, like, each game. Hmm. And then I got injured, and it kind of went downhill from there. So.
Now, what did you learn playing with a player like Kate?
Oh, so much. Since middle school when she used to play, then she transferred to Squan. Then when she came back, it was so great. And I remember seeing her in the hallways before basketball season. I'm like, are you going to play? Are you going to play? And she's like, I don't know. And then I finally talked her into playing. I got Coach Drew on her back, and she did. And really, I couldn't ask for a better leader. She knew the game so well, but also didn't make anybody else feel like stupid, I guess, for like not knowing it as well as her. So she really just wanted the best for everyone and was such a good team player.
That's what kind of stood out the first time I saw you girls play was against Jackson Liberty at Liberty. And you know, she could be a dominant player. You know, she got everyone involved on your team. It wasn't like, you know, because that was a close game.
Yeah.
And you know, she gets everyone involved, doesn't like take it over herself, and that, you know, and her passing was stood out. You know, I always say that too, you know, I don't care how many points you score, you know, but her passing or, you know, everything she, so moving to this past year, did you think you were going to have a soccer season?
No, I remember.
So you definitely didn't think you were going to have a basketball season then.
Oh yeah. No, I just thought we were going to have no sports. It was terrible.
So were you happy when you were finally able to get going on the soccer field?
Oh, for sure. I remember like during the summer practices and stuff, we were like training so hard, and then like after each one we're like, what are we training for if you don't even have a season, you know? So we're happy that we trained so hard for a season, you know.
Now your team had a 2-week shutdown, right, in soccer?
Yeah.
Now that was towards the middle of the season too, right?
Yeah.
So how did you handle that? I mean, because you know, shutting down right before the season start really isn't that big of a, I mean, it's a big deal, but I mean, at least you're not into game mode yet, but yeah. You know, you're halfway through the season and all of a sudden you got to shut down and then you come back, you know, you only had a few games left until, you know, the sectional or whatever they had. Mm-hmm. So how did your team and yourself handle that?
I mean, we all would just like text each other and like tell each other, we'll get through it. Like come back like stronger. Everybody, we held everybody accountable for like doing things on their own, you know, and it definitely affected us like for our mental state of like, because we are on a roll, you know, and then we just get shut down and we're like, it's just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Cause your team was playing pretty good right before the shutdown. Do you think going through that though helped you during basketball season, knowing what to expect if that, so did it happen during basketball too?
It did. But it was before the season.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it was a non-athlete, right? From Point Pleasant. I think they were just,
I'm not sure. I think it might've been someone on our team.
Oh,
I kind of forgot.
Well, cause they shut down all the sports in your school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's someone in the middle school too. It was
Going back to soccer real quick, what is something you wanted to improve on from the previous season?
Definitely my shooting, but obviously I didn't really need my shooting once I got to the season because I got moved to defense, but it was my shooting. But once I realized I was going to be defender, I guess it was just really IQ I wanted to improve on.
I thought – I only saw your team once against, I think it was the Liberty game.
Oh.
And, I think you girls won that game.
Was it at Burrow?
It was at the Burrow.
Okay,
yeah.
That one was good.
Yeah, but your defensive line was, your whole defense, I was like, wow. Because Liberty has a couple really good forwards and stuff. And you did a good job with them. And it was first time me ever watching Shea play. And she, you know, we all know, you know, how good of a soccer player she is.
Yeah.
Let me ask, what is something you learned from Shea?
Kind of like the same thing with Kate. Mm-hmm. Is by her, she obviously knew she was the best on team and she knew the most, you know. So she kind of would help everybody else learn, you know, how to, because she could play all over too. So she knew a lot about each position. So you had a question about any position, you know, whether it's forward, defense, defense, she can answer it. So it's really,
she did. She was all over that game. going to basketball. What was something you wanted to improve on the basketball side?
Oh, there's a lot. I always think I can improve in everything, you know, but specifically I would say my shooting and my left hand.
I've myself, you know, I've made these comments to coaches and stuff. I saw a huge improvement from last season to this season in, you know, in all aspects of your game. It tells how hard you worked, you know, in the off season and during the summer. What's your relationship with your classmates on the team? You know, Molly and Erica, because, you know, Molly to me is one of those players that, you know, just does all the little things. And, you know, Erica to me is a very underrated guard.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, Molly is actually my best friend outside of sports. We hang out like almost every day, you know. So it's always nice having like such a close friend on my team. But I've been playing basketball with these girls since I first started playing. So we're all so close, you know, and I have such good friendships with all of them.
And being in like a smaller town too, that, you know, that helps where, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Moving on to next season. What are some goals you have to, you know, finish out your soccer career at Point Barrow?
Oh, that's so sad to think about. what was I gonna say? Oh, well, definitely what I was saying before is getting a ring. And I really think we would be capable of that. Like, we had such good freshmen this year. Apparently, there's supposed to be some good incoming freshmen, too. And me being a senior, I'm going to try and get everybody to start training, like, earlier so we can just all form. Because I think the most, like, I don't know, like, underrated, like, aspect of, like, each game is – like the connection you have with your team. Like, you got to have a good connection with like your teammates and stuff in order to be good, in my opinion. But But yeah, so I would just say my goals is just to get a ring and be really close to my teammates and kind of just have a great season, you know.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, but what is something you hope to pass down to the underclassmen, you being the senior leader?
I think,
you can answer that for both sports too if you want.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Kind of just to take it more seriously, you know. Like, kind of, I don't know. And, like, doing things outside of practice, you know, just not going to practice. Like, either it's a dinner, another workout, like, I don't know, hanging out, you know. I just, like, would want them
chemistry, improve the chemistry.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess you kind of could use the same answers you used for soccer is what you hope to achieve your final basketball season at Point Barrow, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I'm thinking about it. But I feel like with basketball, too, is our goal is always just get over 500, you know, and especially because we're losing Lila, which is who was our main shooter, you know. I guess the goal would be just all of us to improve in the things we have to do and, like, know our place and, like, know what everyone's good at. Like, we have Kira for down low, give it to her, you know, look at the extra pass, like, all that.
You up for some rapid fire questions, like what your favorites are?
My favorite, like what?
Like color and that kind of stupid stuff.
I'm gonna like spaz out.
All right. What's your favorite number?
12.
What's your favorite color?
Purple or pink. Or I like all different colors.
Favorite TV show?
Oh, I have so many. Peaky Blinders, Power.
Oh, Power?
Yeah, I love all those.
My type of shows, that's good. How about a favorite movie?
That's a good one. I don't really know. I don't really have a favorite movie.
Do you have like a favorite genre or?
Well, I like drama and, well, I can say probably like, I love any movie Leonardo DiCaprio is in, like, so like Great Gatsby, Wolf of Wall Street, like all those I love.
Okay. Favorite school subject?
English.
Favorite song, if you don't have a song, like group or genre?
Well, I kind of like rap as my genre. I don't really have a favorite song.
Last one, what is something you enjoy doing when you're not doing sports in your free time?
Oh, I like drawing.
Okay. What got you into that?
Well, my mom is a really good artist. Okay. So, like, since I was little, I would be drawing with her, so.
We'll talk about your future real quick before we wrap this up. What are some like things you look at, you know, looking at colleges and stuff, size, like location, that kind of stuff?
Well, I want to go somewhere where it's warm. Yeah. Definitely not in New Jersey. Well, if I get like offered a scholarship, obviously I'll take that, but get away from here, you know. But probably a bigger school. I definitely want to go to a bigger school. Obviously my goal is Division 1, but yeah.
Do you know what you want to study?
I think it would be communications. Well, the major I want to be is like sports broadcasting and all mm-hmm. that, and like get into like something like that.
So communications.
Yeah.
What do you want to do after college?
Well, my dream job is to be like a sports broadcaster on like NFL, like all that, you know, and maybe be like a trainer for like a big time like team, like either in the NFL or because like you see now there's much more like women, like Tampa Bay, who won the Super Bowl. They have like 3 women doing like assistant jobs for strength and conditioning and all that. And that would be a dream job in mine. So.
Yeah, it's definitely something you would be good at too, especially.
Yeah, I love it
too. last question. What advice would you give your younger self?
To try all the sports when you're younger and to start sports when you're younger and commit your time to that and get your priorities straight.
Okay. Excellent. Jen, thank you for taking time out today and joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the soccer and basketball court, you know, next year at Point Barrow. Oh, I didn't ask this. It's a little out of order, but how has Coach Drew helped you along the way?
Coach Drew is like a father figure to me. Like, our whole team, we all love each other, you know? And I'm very close with him, and he really has been one of my main supporters.
And yeah, I love Coach Drew, and you know, got to talk to him a lot when he got that summer league running, which was, you know, great. You know, that was probably the first sports event that, you know, locally.
Yeah, I was surprised it even happened. It was great. Yeah,
I know he had to do a lot of work to get that going, and yeah. You know, he ran it perfectly, no issues. You know.
And that's the thing about him is he's such a hard worker too. Like, he coaches football, he coaches
baseball. Yep.
You know, and he teaches. So yep. It's crazy.
So. All right, Jen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you taking time out today. And good luck the rest of the AAU season.
Thank you. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Nice to hear you. Bye.